Welcome to 101.5 FM Studios, Superintendent John Hallam from Moreton Police District. Now, you're monitoring and advising on the situation. Can you tell us, with the pandemic, what is the latest?
As of Tuesday morning, Queensland recorded a total of 1,059 COVID-19 cases, with 5 active cases across the state. The Metro North Health Service has 0 current cases, and there has been no new cases identified in Queensland, which is great news. By working together and following the Chief Health Officer's direction, Queenslanders have slowed the spread of COVID-19. This achievement has been recognised both nationally and internationally. Well done. Because of this outstanding achievement, the Chief Health Officer has again eased restrictions. From midday Monday just passed, the following relaxed restrictions are now in place. Gatherings of up to 20 people in your home or in a public space. You can go on holidays, including camping, with no limits on how far you travel within Queensland, except for travel to discrete First Nation communities currently restricted under the Biosecurity Act. An increase of up to 20 seated patrons at restaurants, cafes and pubs. Businesses offering accommodation, including caravan parks, can now open for all customers. Other businesses, such as gyms, health clubs, yoga studios, community sports clubs, tourism experiences, museums and art galleries, cinemas, amusement parks, zoos, concert venues, theatres and stadiums, tanning and tattoo parlours can open with up to 20 customers or patrons. The number of people allowed at weddings and funerals has also been relaxed, with up to 20 guests at a wedding and up to 50 mourners at a funeral. It is important to stress that you still need at all times to practice good personal hygiene and maintain social distancing. Also, if you are feeling unwell, stay at home. And if you are experiencing a fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose or fatigue, regardless of how mild, get tested. It is also strongly recommended to download the COVID Safe app and get the flu vaccination. The ongoing support of the community is essential getting through this event. I ask everyone to visit covid19.qld.gov.au for updates. Please do not become complacent. As I've said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
And we do appreciate your time, Superintendent John Hallam from Moreton Police District, for keeping us up to date and keeping the community connected. 101.5.